It is Hank FM.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yep.
Here's the good news.
And a midweek installment of Not Necessarily
the News.
Because, sure, yeah, may be low-hanging fruit, but to reach it, it doesn't require standing on a podium to pick it up.
So, let's start right out.
Let's do it.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, Hank, Facebook Livers. Have fun in the comments section, you Hanksters. As Team USA continues on. And we got a couple more medals, okay? So that's good. They weren't gold, but they're still medals.
Maybe they identify as gold.
Someday, maybe we can trade it in to the price of silver. It's pretty good right now. We got a couple more silvers. That's about it.
And aren't the gold medals silver anyway? Isn't that kind of how it works?
But the continuation of Team USA being, I mean, as we were talking about, like Mike Tirico tells us about, well, Amber Glenn last night out of Plano, figure skater. Tell us all about her. Get invested.
Yeah.
And they go out there and they don't do it. But that's okay. That's all right.
It's fine.
Freestyle skier Mac Forehand won silver. And the free ski big air when they kept saying the word butter over and over. I don't know. All of those like X Games things are just so weird terminology. Like, oh, he just did a quadruple cork. Neat.
Big air, dude.
I think I accidentally did it too in the parking lot of a Brookshire's. But still, Norway is kicking the tar out of everybody. They upped their game. 15 golds. Nearly half of their 32 medals are golds, kids.
Ugh.
They lead the whole thing. Italy, the host country's doing great. But we are starting to catch them. They have 25 overall medals. We have 23. And I have good high hopes.
That's Norway or Italy?
Italy in number two. They have 9 golds. We have 6.
Okay.
But... and we have a sizable lead on the overall medal count over number 4, the Netherlands. Yeah. But give it up to Rick Ruhanen, a 54-year-old personal injury lawyer from Brooklyn Park, Minnesota.
Whoa.
He made history as the oldest American man to compete at a Winter Olympics event.
Wow,
at 54.
He's a personal injury attorney.
Yeah.
What are the odds?
Yeah, he was in the free skate. No. Ruhanen served as an alternate for the U.S. men's curling team, and they put him in. He competed against Switzerland and broke the previous record held by some guy named Joe Savage, the Macho Man. No, different one. So, yeah, Rich, 54-year-old curler, set a record for the American oldest one to ever compete in the Winter Olympic Games. And he was there for all the skiers that and skaters that like to fall, just in case.
I was going to say, did he slip his card to Lindsey Vonn?
Hey, you. Call me later, huh?
Dog bites.
I got you. Uh-huh. I think we got a case here.
More trouble for Shia LaBeouf, who was arrested for the 11th time.
Yeah.
This time, he was having fun in Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Until it wasn't so fun. Yeah, there's footage of him floating around, apparently headbutting someone outside a bar. He was charged with simple battery. He was also taken to the hospital for treatment. Word is he was terrorizing the city by some bar staff, who must be pretty tough if they attend bar in New Orleans during Mardi Gras.
On Bourbon Street?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But don't worry, the party did not stop. After he got popped, apparently he was spotted dancing in the streets with his release papers in his mouth. Locals actually say he's normally friendly, sober, and focused on staying clean. So just in case anyone wants to turn their life around,
you
may
go.
Not want to move to New Orleans to try and stay sober.
He should call that curler Rich.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Got a case there. Pitbull wants to set a different sort of record. At his upcoming July 10th concert, this is going to be at Hyde Park in London. So it might take a little bit of a trip to be a part of this. But who wouldn't want to be? As Pitbull wants to break the record of most people gathered in one place wearing bald caps. Of course, he's actually bald, Pitbull. But he says he wants to do this because, quote, every time you put that bald cap on, you know you're about to have the time of your life. I say we send Mark Phillips on a field trip.
Look at that.
He doesn't even need the ball cap.
He can just start running now.
Loud
Let's
and
go,
proud.
Phillips.
There you
mm-hmm.
go.
So who do you look toward when times get rough? Do you need some inspo? Well, for Keith Urban, this is none other than Gwyneth Paltrow. Sources say he wants to model his divorce with Nicole Kidman after hers with Chris Martin. You know, the whole conscious uncoupling thing. Apparently, he doesn't want lawyers, resentment, or any of that business. He wants to feel intentional, dignified, and keep their teen daughters away from all the drama.
This is not looking good for him on the public relations front. By the way, Nicole Kidman may be in town today.
Oh, hi, Nicole.
Just down the street. We'll have details on that.
When she could be part of our
some Texas
gang.
Topics at 7:15. Definitely coming to town. Celebrating 30 years in his 30th anniversary tour. March 8th. That's a Saturday. Billy Bob's Texas big boy, Trace Adkins. Yeah. In fact, later on today, Aaron Wilde and Mark Phillips will have your tickets to win to be a part of this, too. You get your tickets at BillyBob'sTexas.com. And this might be a you-need-to-be-there type thing, because in a recent interview, just a couple of days ago, Trace was asked, you know, 30-year anniversary tour, are you thinking about stepping away? He shot back, yeah, well, I knew 10 years ago when I was going to hang it up.
Oh.
Said, but my accountant was like, no. And then he laughed. But then he actually said, I'm proud to just still be here. Glad I have fans that have stuck with me all these decades. And I'm going to give them another year. He says, I don't have another 30 in me, says Trace Adkins. But I'm going to give them this year. I'm going to tour hard this year. But I can't promise anything after that.
Oh.
So, this may be it. Win your tickets today. First crack on Hot and Wild Workday with Hank FM.
So I think I may have found a man after my own heart there, JB. His name is Tom Curtis.
Hi, Tom.
He's hardworking. He loves his customers. He knows how to treat people. And he is the president of Burger King, who will now spend 4 hours out of his workday answering calls.
I'm Tom Curtis, president of Burger King. And here's my number. I'd love to hear from as many of you as possible. So give me a call, shoot me a text, or leave me a voicemail. We want to make Burger King better. And we do that best when we do it with you.
Oh, Tom.
Let's talk soon.
Oh, Tom.
So apparently...
You don't know what you've done.
You can ask about anything you want. He says he'll talk about, you know, your little pet dog, how your day's been going.
Sure.
And I've got some questions.
Yeah.
What about those Chinese kung fu robot things?
Tom, you have no idea what you have opened up Pandora's box-wise or otherwise. This is not only are you able now to call the manager, you will call the king.
Where is your manager?
I would also like to congratulate him for not being in the Epstein files.
Good and job, yet again,
Tom. A plus.
Carly Rae Jepsen comes to haunt the show. Call him baby.
Let's talk soon.
It's Heather. Heather, Lee.
In music news, the Backstreet Boys announced that they want to be next year's Super Bowl halftime show.
Yes, chair dancing.
So now an alternative show with Kid Rock doesn't sound so bad, does it? And the Trump administration claims it struck 3 drug boats in the Eastern Pacific and Caribbean on Monday. Although, to be fair, they could have been boat-shaped party balloons. It's possible. Yeah.
Real
you never know
country,
these days.
92.1 Hank FM.